Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco insider. He joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. We're just talking about the addition of Angelo Blackson, a defensive tackle, 10-year veteran on a 1-year deal. Mike, if you had to characterize, sum up the Broncos' approach to free agency, how would you do it? Do we have him?
Underwhelming, maybe. And I'm getting an echo in my ear here, by the way, guys. And then, you know, they're bargain hunting is what they've done. It doesn't mean that they can't fill in the right pieces, but yeah, they wound up. They got Brennan Jones at safety to replace Justin Simmons. Now, Justin Simmons is a second team All Pro for the last 5 years, or three of the last four, something like that. And Brennan Jones was the number three safety. He'd rotate in, start about half the games with the Miami Dolphins his first 4 years. So he's kind of a guy who they're projecting, you know, his ceiling is still up there for him, and he's ready to become a full-time starter. He's going to have to be. He will be. Malcolm Roach with the Saints, rotational guy, started some. Seems like with the contract he got a little bit of money. I think he got a 2-year deal, about 4 year. They're projecting him as a starter, perhaps opposite of Zach Allen, you know, at that spot. So, and now Blackson is a veteran guy, a run stopper. They did want to improve the run defense. That was a priority for Sean Payton. He mentioned it a couple times at his, you know, end of season press conferences here. And the big thing about stopping the run is your offense doesn't sit idle. You know, it doesn't sit idle on the sidelines watching. It can't score when it's on the sidelines. And so he wants to improve that run defense and get his offense in a better rhythm, because offense otherwise is the priority. And even on defense, it kind of helps complement the offense by getting better against the run.
Yeah, the offense can't score on the sideline. Unfortunately, our offense the last couple of years can't score on the field either. So that's been an issue. And I would ask you, you know, we know the quarterback situation that we're in, and we know that, you know, this draft is, you know, is quarterback heavy in the first round. But let me ask you beyond that. What do you think the goals are of this franchise coming out of this draft? What else do they need to address?
You know, they got to get a another tight end, a Greg Dulcich-like tight end who can stretch the field. Dulcich is still around, but I'm not sure the Broncos, you know, you get burned 2 years in a row with a guy. You know, it's hard to count on him for a third year. And if he bounces back and does well, fine. But I think they need that type of weapon. I think they are going to try to come away with a running back. On defense, I do think maybe right a cornerback might be somewhere in the mix. I mean, they don't start again after the first round in the quarterback. If they take a quarterback, as we believe, they don't pick again until the third round. I would think tight end is kind of their first priority, maybe a running back in that third and fourth round area. And then you start, as you know, you start filling in with special teams. They got a bunch of picks in the fifth and sixth round, and three in the fifth, two in the sixth, and I'm sure they'll package a few and try to move up and get, you know, some players they really like in the you know, up around or so.
Visit with Mike Kliss. Mike, you continue to see some people project the idea that Sean Payton will swing big and trade and try to trade all the way up to the three or four spot. Mark over here does not believe that's going to happen, as we're about a week out. Do you have a feel as to the, where would you put the percentages at them giving up their next two, three drafts to move all the way up to, let's say, three or four?
I've heard the same thing. I can't wait for the draft to get here, because I do call around and ask people what they're hearing. You know, I've heard Bo Nix is the guy. I've heard Bo Nix is not the guy. I've heard that Sean will trade up, and I agree with Mark. I just think that would be the worst thing the Broncos could do. They're in cap hell, and they've been in draft pick hell, you know, here the last couple of years. And to just, you know, increase that situation, they've given up 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks in the last 2 years. And again, in that situation, again, for, I'm not sure, after Caleb Williams, I'm not sure any of these quarterbacks are automatic. And so that's not what this team should do. Besides that, you know, it's not just quarterback with this team. I mean, the reason why they're projected to only win 5.5 games by all the odds makers isn't only because they don't have a quarterback. Their overall roster needs more talent. And a lot of talent went out the door this offseason. You can argue more talent went out the door than came in. So, and in that division they play, they have to get stronger everywhere. And moving up, I think, would be the worst thing that this team could do. I understand that Sean Payton has got that in him. You know, he may take the big swing. That does seem like a Sean Payton-type move. But I don't think he should do it. And I don't know if he would do it, but I don't think he should do it for this draft.
Finally, Mike, we stumbled into this debate earlier in the show. I don't know how it came up, but it did. And as somebody, as a veteran like you who have traveled extensively covering sports, how old do you have to be before you give up eating kids' cereal? I don't think you ever get too old.
Yeah, you know, there's just so much diet stuff out there now that's just saturating everybody. Everybody looks on the internet and all these do's and don'ts. And the kids' cereal aren't on any of the new, you know, diet programs. In fact, even the healthy cereals, they say, are bad for you, right? Because, yeah, they you know, Honey Nut Cheerios, I thought that was a healthy cereal for a long time.
Yeah. You probably saw a lot of people in baseball clubhouses over your years of covering baseball that cereal at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon was something that a lot of players enjoyed.
Larry Walker, he got to the Hall of Fame on what's the chocolate pebbles that are in
Count Dracula?
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula?
Cocoa Puffs.
Larry Walker
got to the Hall of Fame through Cocoa Puffs.
That's awesome.
That's how it used to be back when guys were tough. Now they eat egg whites.
That's right. Saturated fats will get you to the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Michael, thank you.
You got it, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. See, you learned a little something. Larry Walker, Hall of Famer.
Cocoa Puffs.
Subsisted on Cocoa Puffs.
That was like when John Belushi won the decathlon on Saturday Night Live. Little chocolate, what was it? Little chocolate donuts?
That's right.
Yeah. I made it with these. Little chocolate donuts.
That's right, I remember that. Good job. Mike Kliss, thank you very much. 4 Down Territory coming up next.